Artist-designer Peggy Hoppers helped shape the world's view of Hawaii. Her most famous paintings feature cool, design-centered compositions of women, mostly Hawaiian women, and large areas of flat color. 84 years old now, Hoppers selling her gallery on Nu'uanu and starting a new life. Peggy Hopper opened a show of new paintings last Friday.
Oh, my God. My swan song, I'll tell you.
What makes you say that?
Well, of course, I say that about everything, but, you know, I'm 84 years old now, Noe, and what I expect is for everybody to tell me to lie down, shut up, and get out of my way.
But it's not happening? What's up?
It is. It is happening. I am totally, you know, getting out of the gallery business. And
Are you?
I'm going to sell my building.
Oh, no, really?
For sale. It's for sale. And I'm going to be an artist and not a gallery owner.
Oh, my gosh. You mean finally?
Finally.
Who knew? We all loved Peggy Hopper's gallery, that island of continuity through three decades of change in Chinatown. Hopper supported women artists and many causes, most significantly Planned Parenthood. But now the gallery's over?
Well, look, it's been great. It's just been great. But now I sell paintings sight unseen, except for on the website. Who wants to buy an expensive painting without ever seeing it in person? But they do. People do.
Oh, really?
From Europe.
You know, I talk to a lot of up-and-coming type artists. They're looking for a style that people will like, that they can then say things with.
I know. That's the hardest thing for anybody, for any creative person, is to find a voice. Every writer, every musician.
Do you like your voice? You know it, right? We know it visually, kind of.
I used to love my voice. I mean, when I first started out, my voice was, it just sucked me in. And I'm so lucky. I mean, I was here at the right time. Think of all the people like Crazy Shirts and Jams World, Hilo Hattie, the Fosters, all those textiles. Yes. Tori Richard, Baba Kea, I don't know if you remember.
Of course.
We all came here at the right time. After I started the gallery, and then years rolled by, and I realized that I'm just kind of repeating myself to keep the gallery going. It's like being a prisoner of your own success. Not that I want to be a prisoner of my own failure, but...
Which would you prefer? Tell me.
I think I'd prefer. I prefer to eat and drink. That's what I'd prefer. And to buy a pair of really fabulous shoes
every
once in a while. Yeah. I so appreciate everything that's happened to me. But I need now to be a little freer and a lot freer.
She's earned it. Peggy Hopper with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.